state or any of the issues and priorities that the North Slope Borough has are of Inupiaq nature, because that is the political majority up here. But I do not think that it's fair or legal to say that the North Slope Borough is purely an Inupiaq organization. It is not, legally or otherwise.
One question that I raised yesterday with Mayor Brower, and that came up later when Ronald Brower, the vice president of UIC, spoke, was the question of taxation of native corporate lands. If ANCSA is not amended, then the lands belonging to native corporations become taxable, or at least subject to taxation, 20 years after conveyance. And that puts it off until the 1990s, maybe for some, in some regions, till the next century. But if it is the 1990s, that might coincide with a decline in oil revenues to the state and might result in the imposition of a state property tax, or it might in any event mean that where there are taxing boroughs, that those lands would be subject to taxation. Mr. Ron Brower expressed the view that that UIC, for instance, just couldn't pay a property tax. Do you have any view about the capacity of the corporations, ASRC, or any others in the North Slope to pay a property tax, even a nominal one?
Well, I would have to say that that speculation, and it would vary from village corporation to village corporation and region to region, the ability to pay a tax. Some probably will have the ability to pay taxes, property taxes. Some will not. I think, in my view anyway, the whole question of Native peoples losing their land own holdings because of inability to pay tax, I view it quite differently than perhaps some others. I don't think that our land should ever be subject to taxes. I think it's fairly well known, the experience of the American Indians in the southern states. They were granted tribal lands forever, and here comes the tax down the line, and they lost those lands. I think that these lands that we've gotten from the Claims Act should be some way protected and remain in our control forever. That's my position, my thinking.
Besides Section 7I, are there any other provisions of ANCSA that you feel should be the subject of redress owing to Congress having established a law that was so ambiguous that it took years and millions of dollars to work out?
The 7I is the most glaring one. There's another one called Section 7J, which is a sharing provision between the village corporations and the regional corporations. That's another section. The D2 section, which became the subject of ANILCA, which was further amendments to ANCSA itself, including the issue of selection rights that the state of Alaska would have, further selection rights the federal government would have, reselections and changing selections that the village and regional corporations have. It's a very complicated land law, of which I know for a fact our corporation has expended considerable funds in promoting and protecting our viewpoints in what I would call just clarifying, you know, the ambiguousness of the act. Another section that might fall is the 14C conveyances, reconveyances between the village corporations and the state, or, and the local community government? Is it, should it be the IRAs that would receive this 1,280 acres, the state municipal corporation? It's still a matter that needs to be resolved. And there are other instances as well. There's several places in ANCSA where it's rather hard to figure out exactly what does that mean. And yeah, I mean, it's ambiguous enough that some of these issues are ending up in the court now, and so we're continuing to spend our money to define and redefine our Claims Act.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Stocks, and I look forward to your supplementary observations later in the course of the work of the Commission.
Thank you.
We have no particular order this evening, so if you would like to say something about the AEWC or anything else, sir, please do.
First of all, Judge, would it be possible for me to translate my own?
Sure. I think Eileen would be happy if you did that. That means she can come out of the booth for, I guess. I don't know. Please do.
First, then I will. Wa pakarabak nunamik pitkurak set kumbik sangat Congresskum atikak tuak Arctic Research and Policy Act inna inyipiatun mumik nyakahuni inyipiaruok nunangat ilisalid nung naka tamakkoa Tagayut aksiyuksima bluit nunapta Arctic Ocean, the Beaufort Sea, the Chukchi, tamadrasligok inyupiat tagayunge. Tawar tamna nunamik pitkurak inna kangiksisakaktok sibunikaktok inyupiat gok nunamat inna government to government, tapkununa United States federal government could tenna kisimi tapko government to government relationship inyaktuk. Asitawik pahalapak tu sa kasagmiyot, tamakko akaan mada tapko inyipiat government, the inyipiat community of the Arctic slope. Tap kununga United States government mun ilisimani viliu tap ko inyupiat. Asi tawar tayin na okahone tawar tap tuma Arctic Research Policy kami simaga tam na akupak okos rakput Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Asi tawar tap ko inyupiat yupigit alyut tatkuak yiktaktum maysa itkalilyo tavra nunakting utiktisimagat tatkuak kugit kiluadne porcupine gubulu yukan gubulu kaskukwim gubulu asi suligok sangani tamakkuwa nunallo asi tavra inipiat kagak siruhuraut tavra tamna nunafsi killinga tagiungalo nalunayak su tavra tan tapkwa kavman git ukallaut kikkuminyayangatigut asi yuk tavra inipiat pitkuranga tamani suamal khaganayak tok tamattumani nunapting nilyo tagiupting nilyo tavra tapkua United States pit korea wingit nakkan ni okaksita wingit suangatai simarut nakka kanok isummegaluta nakka kanok awlalluta battumani nunaptingni tamna nalunaichok unani inyo aktuani sikumi Fletcher's Ice Island T3 me tap tavra tamna tap tuma kwaksitavium nalunai liotangaga United States Federal Government kisya tualuk inyupiat kisyan angak pating tavra isummeo kuminyaktut tavra tap tuma Arctic Research Policy Act kamilginyaga angsa asi tavra tamna tavra akulliksaik put land claims asi tavra tenna tamna United States Congress ku pasagami uk tavra isummi piyal laksimarok tenna asi tavra inyipiat government ngat innali tamma khongallu tawakkwa nunakpullu tagiwullu aichu ukhallaudi uhraayadiyut tamannaguk inyupiam pia asi tawa tapko salik pahrabak tusakana kasang miwat ililigawarguk 1971 mi anianingarwat sunnang niyayichut tawa tamna iksisigiradik pahrabak Tamani Okamata Asi Tava Taptuma Arctic Research Policy Akum Inupiargo Ketunanich Anyaningarwat 1971 Gwanik Kalwaktilu Tamarrak Suhurakaktut Inupiat Minichuit Katigut Tendetuni Asi Tava Inupiapayak Ilokane by 1988 Funding nga taptuma, tender nilto ni kawama pa yawa inipiar ko kawaman nga tap kuno na IRA ko ni gilaw nga ruwak 1934 min tunay asi iloaksit kakili ko 1936 min ta asi tawa tenno kalap sali chut inago kawaman to kawaman akilirik silo din inna sawag niyak to kisiyan Asi tawar tapkoa akubak ilisimarap ilisimarapta taunani kugum akiani tuak state of Alaska tamakkualu okhrekirit inyupia nunanga nun inyupia kisiyada nunanga isaksimarut apekharigalua nating tamda tamna courts united state court ngada bimnyat ka khanomnyat ka diut agala to congress ku makkubak kholla dimagai injupia guna kisimi pia asisi to tamna arctic research policy act kisipting non wapting nut pigichok apkoa ilabut you pigit the alyut Alaska's Kamo Whaling Commission could talk to me, Tariop Tinginik, Kauna Kiriwat, Nakane, Avaxion, Tinginik, Inupiat, Alactissima, Isagotip Kaksima, Government Nada, Resolution 78-14, Inna Kano, Tabakune, Avaxion, put Kauna with Kubulu. Tabula of a lot of Salakifsi, Tamna. Arctic Research Policy Act. Tawra akulaksak land claim. Inyupiam nunanga nalunay ngarok kilingit nalunay chut tagiwot nalunay ngagayit. Tawra akulde okulawit kikuminye hatiwot. Tawra 1988 ngukpat. Tawra Sumilit kup to time kanukuni aati ut. Tammai ni aati put. Asi tawa akalladip saani aaf si taptuma Arctic Research Policy Act kum kamin naga atam na Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Kuyanak. To briefly summarize what I have said. In the recently passed legislation of the Arctic Research Policy Act of 1983, the Inupiaq Nation is all lands north of the Arctic Circle to the Canadian border. The Arctic Ocean, the Beaufort, and the Chukchi Sea are all contiguous seas of the Inupiaq Nation. This land legislation means that the Inupiaq Nation will be on government to government with United States federal government. The Inupiaq government, the ICAS, is the federally recognized IRA tribe. The Arctic Research Policy has extinguished the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. The Inupiaq, the Yupik, the Aleuts, and the Athabascans now have their aboriginal lands along the PYK, also lands south, known as the subarctic. This is the final land claim for the Inupiaq. The Inupiaq laws are now the supreme laws of all lands and all the seas. The U.S. courts do not have the jurisdiction to adjudication in the Arctic as proven in the matter involving Fletcher's Ice Island T3. This court case clearly pointed out that U.S. federal government can only decide with the consent of the Inupiaq government. The Arctic Research Policy Act has extinguished ANCSA and this act is final land claims. The Congress now has made the determination that Inupiaq government, ICAS, now has to give consent so all lands and seas north of the Arctic Circle to the Canadian border are Inupiaq private property. By the Arctic Research Policy Act, the children born after 1971 will inherit their share from past lease sales monies, from oil and mineral royalties, and finally from the Inupiaq land. All Inupiaq must act by 1988 to have formed their own Inupiaq government through the IRA Act of 1934, amended 1936, so that the Inupiaq government have government-to-government relations with the U.S. federal government. State of Alaska and the oil companies have been trespassing in the Inupiaq lands and seas, and United States federal government has determined, not the U.S. courts, that this is the Inupiaq private property, all lands and seas north of the Arctic Circle to the Canadian border. Arctic Research Policy Act does not include Inupiaq alone, but the Yupiks, Aleuts, and the Indians. We must have our tribal governments established to enforce our tribal laws, to receive oil royalties, and power to tax and to collect. The sea ice have been a livelihood for my son, myself, my father, his father, and our forests, and our forefathers since time immemorial. And we were right here from Upiaq. My forefathers did not immigrate to Upiaq, but they used and occupied the land and the sea. I come from an unbroken line of the whaling captains, and bowhead whales have been the center of my Inupiaq culture. The guardians of our seas, the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, was established by the Inupiaq government, ICAS Resolution 78-14, Delegation of Authority to the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission on Whaling Matters. Again, I must say the Arctic Research Policy Act is the final act for the Inupiaq. This legislation have extinguished the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act.
Could we have the written statement, if you could leave it with us? Thank you very much. Well, thank you. That answers the question I asked earlier about the AEWC, and I'm grateful for that. Well, we have no set order of speakers tonight, so he's not on my list, Debbie.
Kalau terbunga, kagak tunga. Bis kau kita tahu lunga tenis itu kan mati, saya udah sakar mata, pingak kah lunga. Asih, Ikinakali malaku kakiliw tingay ka, tat kamunga nung naksaw tikap kit, ang ayikulik. Jebit ka sagalo, chimi ka sagalo. Akiliw tingay ka, $5 latin, walta makawak, pirangan. Asi ikiliw at pinyak tayani nga ka, ang ayikulik. Asi tam na kibaptok, chimi. Yusya kalat pa yun. Kaya na ito naglasibisutiro kami. Yusya agit kaluwa kami. At diba, nung nakiraktak kaluwa ka kayo to sa lukawalan. Inyong nga kama ni katsang niya ng ito. Nga kilinga rukki. Five tala tukto. Nung nakiraktak kap tatat kama ni kuping. Kalaw ting mga nipungakirula kaluwa ito nga ma'am. Yusya kalat yung akibap yung nuna at kumaunis yung ito. Hindi nga galwak to. Sumano ba kibapit? Ang nabigay nga bulugulo nung nakirakta ka ilig nun. Ano nga mewtin? Kapi nga tsura walwak to, titikira walwak ya. Arigwa nga galwak to. Kibapit lang. Kasi ang ngayon kulik. Kanyuin nyaktak. Tatkama. Pinyaktakaya ni nga ka. Tapos sabi sura mi kukakpaw na yung atyungali uba. Kukaw mi niyang nga ma. Inyong nga ma uba. Kukakalo nga. Kuyan nalak to nga. Kanutun uba sabi sura mi tayo na tun. Tayo na ulang na si iyalo kami. Ikaw mi niya. Ikaw ang ikalo ka niya uba. Kaksaan niya kalunga. Ikaw sa kaliwo. Suman mi ba nga ba? Ika niya ka piniwala at siyokulo pinilungit kaksiligit pingi sumaksaan niya kalunga. Tapos kayo matsak si Pia nga runga. Uwa nga tamani, utawag niya nung nakaktungaan niya nga runga. Tapos uka nga kasi nga tapos nga aglan, ilan ni inyukpala ka niya kto. Tapos ama, aglan pang mapawala. Nagayon na at siyokulo niya sumakpagat.
Thank you, ma'am.
My name is Bernice Tongara. Lokalala kuhima. Native Alatman Chigun. Native Alatman Liamarangali Manak Hirak Sukaram Pirun. Asin tuwa ka tigalo ang unya ka wigis tuwik po. Sigilo ali yung avlogo. Native alat man nito niya tilap tining nalualo ang apta. Sigilo ali yung avlogo tapi yung avlogo sigam. Asin nuna aturuwik po ang unya ka wigis wigo tutunik. Trigan niya nanireaktor wigis wigo. Kano silimanik sila kawawinik. Takpian ni nireo ti karulo pinrami na ka ukiyukalwami. Inuit sa matamani awlak turulo takpian ng ilis magatiw ko. Asin yuwa apikiru ti kaktungali uminga. Tamakuma ko orange tat na pakutat. Suman takpang iliok kangabating siriluak po takpian ito akabaslo. Asistuli iglura liyong ang miyog takpiyo na. Ukiyo me kaya naksikpan isiribila harap tinik ko pinakamilo at ulavlo. Asitamak ko ang napakutsik siyo at abihiro nga iwag takpiyo ngali napakutsik yamati yuk. Tuwakati ka takpangak pa nung asirak to mo nung niyong agalwak to ak. Abihiro nga iwag napakutsik siyo at tuwakati ka takpangasak. Sekiti uti ko nigilil lahi yun eh. No chumi niya mga nunan nagtama ilangan nung tapro nga ikotil ko. No chumi niya ni nga nga dasi nun nga gat sa matapro nga. Ilangan nunam amit kataklo ni ukalati nga gati napakutsik suyo at 1 mile sa masip makara kalu tapro ni nunakakanib yun. takpana saqluulaq tuvaqatiga nunniinguagaluartuaq tikitsuminiaamaung nuktaaqtinnagikpuk tamaunga sukaqiluam qaningan samtamaani asin inuitkiaqtakpaaniqpani nunakramaaqtangani igiluliuqaningamavlutigilu nuutsuklugu tavunga piqigamnuq nuutinnagaat asi nuutquvlu apiqiringaluk tuvaaqatiga pilaqtortaaqpangavluni qungassinimigun kaantsanga piqinialammalung anuqimaavlatsuvlu tamna qungussininga qileqquixiruqtitaarlugulu anuqi qanuqilimman uqallaaqaarluni lunnipinga anillaaqaarluni anuqimaavlatsuvlugu asin ukiuq ukiaq niqiliaqanaqsimman samma takpiunnaartuguk igiluuraptigun pitsiqiyaasiqsuqlugu igiluuraliaqpuk pingaatkaluaġikpuk kikiallaqsinñaarlugu pingalaqpuk iñuitimmaapqusaaqamirung ukkiyaqtarlugu isingamarut sumikpakangaatkaluaġaat aglaan iñuili qillaatillagukitka iñuum suqaatsanga teenna pimarluktarsaaqiqpangaalugu pitquvlugit pitsiqiyaasiqsuqlugu pingaatkikpuk iñuum annaksaarvigisukpaam annaksaarvigiyumañaġaa aglaan ukkiyaqtatseelilgu apissuugeit angmammatassut neitaafrumiŋo qallallagukluŋo qaayuaŋ qoyam
thank you ma'am thank you
Your Honor, my name is Robert A. Edwardson. I was born and raised in Barrow, Alaska, and I graduated in 1970 in Mount Edgecombe BIA School. And first of all, I would like to thank the committee for uniting the elders and the youth and the ICC committee with our Honorable Justice Berger here. I mean, this is something united is, that's how United States was, I mean, is made. And how we will settle this land issue problems is being united in one direction. And I would like to, you know, we all been hearing all the symptoms of ANCSA and what kind of hardships it has created amongst the people in Alaska. And I'm pretty sure it's not just the people in Alaska. And we all have been burdened by this work of Congress called ANCSA. And we in the United States is a recognized sovereign government by the United States. And when the territory of Alaska chose to become a state to invite the people that will be coming in the vessel for that state has their votes too. And one other sovereign issue is here is the present people and our ancestors that was there prior to the United States purchase of Alaska. There are these sovereign minorities that the United States had made a compact agreement under in the name of the Statehood Act. And today we have conflicting questions on our right as the sovereign of the North and the sovereign of the State of the Union. See, we have two classified people here. And to understand this, to wipe out all the problems of this issue is to understand the two sovereign, the sovereignties. There are three sovereigns here, which is being created in the name of ANCSA. The United States, that has the sovereign authority amongst the 50 states, and the state of the Union of the State of Alaska itself, and the people that has the disclaimer in the Statehood Act, which is the minority people of Alaska. And to solve that problem we have on whose land it is and who's the authority in the Arctic is clearly stated in the statehood. And when ANCSA was being created by Congress in the name of development, they went to the big side, the United States. And when they proclaimed the proclamation of the Statehood Act, clearly states in there that the territorial governor or the governor of Alaska had an election within the state, and I have a question of the first election to become a state of the union. See, some of our people, we did not have any ham radios or anything like that, hardly at that time. And today, we come up with this sovereign that was given the right of way from the sovereign people, and that is overrun. The people that are given the sovereignty to become a state overrule these people that are sovereign there. And I believe that ANCSA is not valid because of such reasons, like the proclamation of the Statehood Act is in question of the votes who said nay and yay to the three items to become the State of the Union under the Statehood Act. And in the compact, it states under the Statehood Act, I believe it's all in the Statehood Act, and we keep coming up with these new acts. And these three sovereign people, that is the authority of the sovereigns, is the United States. It's the United States. And we have two sovereigns here that is willing to function in the functions of the United States as sovereigns, the minority people and the majority sovereign. So that is why when they made the statehood, that the minority had put the disclaimer in for such actions that has been taken by some of these big figureheads. You know, that's the only thing that, and only a figurehead can go in that direction, because he will only look at profit. He will not look at people. He will only look at feasibility. He will not look at who's sovereign. He will only look at the bucks that he's going to be jeopardizing by making an investment in such questioned lands. And today, we are just being overrun by this sovereign union that came in, which was given by the sovereign native the right of way to exist in that land. And that is why this commission, I believe, should question the proclamation of the admission of the state of Alaska into the union, because we have this two sovereigns that is they claim under the Statehood Act. The two sovereigns is the United States and the Inupiaq people, or are the natives, the sovereign of the natives in Alaska. How I see the statehood is when these people chose to be a union and become their sovereign authority, it was okayed by a compact through the United States and the minority sovereigns of Alaska. And we've been overruled and stepped over by the sovereign that came on the vessel with that applied to the United States for a sovereign union for these people to participate in part of America. And America was made by a very careful people. And today we see some of the men in America that go in such extremely dangerous ways of jeopardizing America. And we, as the citizens of the United States, should not allow that in the name of figure. But I know I'm getting in a very deep, you know, for these elder people to look at. I want them to understand. Wali utukanat kang exit kuwit ka temani state ng ornela sa amada inuit malhomarud asin sawan kahudik umelik pa kahudik United States mik asin tap ko umelik pangat United States malong ni inyo kaksimaro taning nit inyo pianik it clinic inyo kaksimaro asin tap ko tanget tamanga inyo yaktuawk tuat United States gum kalladingan re imin na sama compact mik aglang ni yaktuod ukwa pit kurat malre wif sige uvani it chuminak tu se ten nangan eksod pit kurani agliw simarot asin pagwa pagmapag tap ko tanngit ukwa mani nunap tingni inyusuk tuat sawan ngusuk miruat aglan uwap tingnin ubagot inyu pegurot o kenga nigibut tamani sawan tikaw minyak sibluwe asin tawra tap ko pikaw minyak singarabut tawra kangabak ikhla dahil lakadigot pangmabak OCS herring kaluak tuot kanuton tema aglan tanngit pukik silalang isuamik tawra herring kahudik tawra tenali pangmabak since Point Thompson herring nalak tuap ke tanngit pangmabak inyupianin herring kamik tawra pukik silap salang madun pilaktut kike pukik silit aglan ubagot inyupeurulo sawan tuagulo ubagot ubagot okay nga nirebu tamani inyut kuluwe. That's why we have to question the proclamation to become a state of Alaska, the admission, because we as natives gave the union the sovereignty to exist within our lands. See, that's a very complicated thing to look at, but when you look at it, there's actually three sovereigns here. The real is called Inupiaq, that's been there for millions of years, and we have the 200-year-old sovereign with the independency of their sovereignty as a union. See, those two are the incoming sovereignties, while you have an older sovereignty. And today we've been going to court, and all we've been doing is spending money in the name of these laws that the federal government and Congress could not make without our consent. They could not make these things without our okay. And today we have all these policies that the government has made without any proclamation or any nay or yay vote from our elders from the past. And I think this committee should really carefully look into the voting procedures that the President of the United States had given to the territorial governor. Because I believe the territorial governor just didn't hop on a jet plane over here and made some people vote at that time, because it was very difficult to travel. And that's why this ANGSA is just an anguishment to the natives in the negative. It's the most negative history I've ever seen made, to because of the containments of ANGSA, like 7I. How can a corporation that you are, they give you to the sovereign, now you're under the assumed sovereign, the welcome sovereign that we welcome, and they give you a charter under that one. So you could be ruled again by them. And the state structure is more damaging to a minority structure than it can help, because we will have all these discriminatory thoughts that will be coming about because of this disclaimer, because of this right we gave this vessel to be sovereign on our lands. I mean, we weren't discriminatory when we accepted their sovereignty to become a state within the lands. And when they made the state, they had boundaries under the National Defense, which is NPRA, and which are...